I lost my wallet, bro. So we went to Westwoods for his birthday. The next morning, I wake up and I'm looking for it. I pull up my phone, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm expecting to be in the house somewhere. Bro, this shit's down the street. Someone has my fucking wallet. I dial 911, right? I tell them the whole story. And sure enough, a cop pulls up. He told me that there ended up being a police officer that lived there, right? I knocked on the door and no one answered.
Yeah.
And then he goes and knocks on the door, and now it's a police officer?
Yeah.
What are those balls that spin like crazy? Like
junk balls? Blitz balls?
Blitz balls?
Yeah. Dude, have you seen some of those like home run or like the tournaments we have?
Yeah, where they're like, they have baseball tournaments. Like they have baseball tournaments in town, they have wiffle balls.
Yeah. Bro. Dude, we have to host one.
I've always thought about having a team, like getting a team together, like getting like whatever, what it is. It's like, isn't like five guys or something like that? It's not even that.
It's like seven. I don't even know how many guys, but.
Yeah. Let's start the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Guys Been News. It's another episode. We're here with my good longtime friend, Mr. Joseph Agundez.
What's up?
For episode 39, you know, right here in the barn. It's another great Tuesday. We appreciate you guys for tuning in every single week. You guys can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, if you're a visual learner like myself, you know, then you're going to find us on YouTube. But Luke, let's start here, man. How's your day going?
No, man, I can't really complain. You know, coming off a really good week last week, and you know, college baseball was exciting this last week. So, you know, all that's kind of going, you know, we're almost to the 1K subscriber mark, like we mentioned last week. So I got to mention that one because, you know, we mentioned how it quivers.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that word a lot.
That's a good word.
I don't
Is
know
that
if
a new word?
Actually, no, it's not a new word, bro. Just it quivers because it's quivering back and forth. And we were at like 993, bro, and it just dropped to like 86.
We got, dude, we got to get it jumping, guys. I mean, it's only what, 13, 14 more followers?
We're almost to 1K.
Hey, your frat boys back at Nevada, bro.
Okay.
We got to get them on board.
I'll get them on board. I've been trying since like the Bad Ratio podcast days.
Okay, no worries. Hey, just be chill with them. You don't have to push it on them.
Oh, like, I was pushing it on them.
Yo, boys, like, hey, I was on another podcast. Check it out. Talk about your boys.
That one that they did after Spain got back for my 21st birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And he shouted out some of my boys. I was like, go, dude, we're getting shout out. And they watched it. They're like, oh, they just shouted us out in the beginning. And I was like, yeah, that's it.
Okay, so what can we do to get their attention?
I don't know.
All right, man. We'll get into the stories.
I talk too much about Fresno, so they don't like when I talk about Fresno.
Dude, you're in Nevada now. You've moved on Fresno. I know. You moved on from Fresno, but you occasionally come back.
Yeah, but like I talk about my hometown because you know,
that's where you're from. Born and raised. Exactly. Were you born here?
I was born. Yeah, St. Agnes. I think. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh yeah.
But hey, speaking of baseball, college baseball, we got a lot to talk about here. We just released a new top 25, and we got a little bit of movement up at the top.
We got
a little bit of movement up at the top. Ole Miss surpasses Texas.
Yep.
How are you feeling about that?
Hey, I mean, they're still doing what they're doing. You know what I mean?
So, no, for real. They're electric. Yeah. Same with Tennessee, though, too. I like that top five movement right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Virginia, we put them at five.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Texas just lose to, like, Texas State or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was crazy. Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. Like, wow. That video, the guy pitching, just electricity once he had that strikeout.
Yeah, bro, that was crazy.
Sick. The horns down, right?
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Dude, did you guys see that video that the Texas hitter chucking the bat, you know, the bat flip after that home run?
Yeah, Melendez.
Yeah, okay. What do you think about that? Because I saw some mixed emotions in the community. They were, like, talking about how, like, oh, like, what coach would ever allow a kid to do this or, like, guy like that. But then you also see the other side of, like, man, that's energy. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I like it personally.
I like it if it's, I mean, college, at a high level in college, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of, like, kind of a pro thing. Like, if I saw a kid bat flip in high school and I was the coach, I would be pretty pissed because I'm like, dude, you're not there yet. Like, there's a million other of you on the other side of the United States. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, so I agree with the energy 100%. I don't agree with him. I mean, he damn near threw it to the fucking pitcher's mound. Like, it was damn near right there.
Okay, I didn't see it. I thought it was just
no. He
Oh, he
flipped.
Threw it.
Yeah, like,
oh,
he like flipped okay, it. It was no, legit. I mean,
I'm taking back my answer. No,
it was like a 490 foot bomb though, bro. It was a tank. Yeah. It was a high intensity game. Okay, so I mean, like I said, I'll give him that for the energy. Mm-hmm. But there's a time and a place for that. You know what I mean? Still haven't earned your true colors yet. You're still proving yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? yes, you're a great hitter and you're a big ass kid.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? There's a lot of guys who see that and they want to put it in the rib cage mm-hmm. now after mm-hmm. that. You know oh, what yeah. I mean? So yeah,
I'm like surprised nothing escalated after that.
I mean, it's kind of, well, they ended up losing that game, so it didn't really matter.
Okay.
So it kind of, they got put forth, you know, they got handed what they deserved, yeah. I guess. But mm-hmm. I mean, same thing. I kind of feel like it was just karma for Texas this week. I mean, that happened. And then also, I don't know if you guys saw in the bullpen catcher.
Oh,
see, and I don't
see that.
And I don't know. I don't know if he was, I don't think he was actually drinking something, but I mean, it's college. His buddies.
You're in college. Like,
but my thing is, why was somebody recording? Like, it sounded like in the video, it might have been his homies, but it was close enough that I mean, fuck, I don't know. So like, I don't know what was in that flask.
Yeah, bro.
But dude, he's fucking. I'm pretty sure he's gone.
Yeah, he's toasted, yeah. bro. He's yeah. cut. He's,
which
he's
and gone. Looking, you know, looking back at like someone like Donald, if that happened, oh dude, yeah, we're gone, bro. Yeah, we're gone. Oh. You know what I mean? Was he just that bored? He's just like, fuck it, I'm a bullpen catcher, and just said, fuck it. I don't know.
I was confused about why someone's recording as well, though.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Because like it was a couple seconds before he drank. Usually, if someone catches someone in the moment, it's like as they're doing
yeah,
it,
yeah,
and
right.
like the last moment of the.
Well, and that's what it probably was his homies, like oh look at my boy.
Yeah, but but still, why I don't get like they didn't. I guess obviously they don't
they
think
fucked
about that.
Him over, bro.
Yeah, they did.
They
yeah.
fucked him
yeah.
over.
That's why, like, yeah, social media and all that.
Maybe
shit, like,
they could have been hammered, and then you
yeah,
know, not
exactly.
Thinking,
yeah, if I mean. If you're giving drinks to the bullpen catcher, you're probably hammered as
true,
well.
True, yeah. I mean, fuck. That shit was crazy. I was just like, damn. So, I mean, obviously something was off for the Texas baseball team this week, uh-huh. for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's
totally
how you baseball.
Like, even if it's a low, like, a bullpen catcher, you know, you're not, like, starting or anything. It's still, you're still part of the team. Like,
yeah, you're still representing
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the day. And true. I wonder how that fucking clubhouse was. Like what their coaches were saying, I guarantee they ripped into
oh.
every single one
oh,
of them.
Oh, exactly. Like, how could you let this happen?
I'm sure some players ripped in. I'm like, what the mm-hmm. fuck are you doing, dude? Mm-hmm. Are you serious, bro? Like, because I mean, think about it. It puts a bad name on the Texas
yeah, exactly.
baseball team. You know, mm-hmm. so I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's just like a bad look. The other, you know, the other thing though was NC State and Notre Dame. Did you guys see that?
No,
NC State. They started off hot. You know, Tommy
oh,
Tanks.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was yeah. talking about him, and now they're 9-6. They're struggling to find a win. Notre Dame won the series. So, I mean, they're pretty red hot. So,
yeah, no. And it goes on your point, dude. Like a couple episodes ago, you were talking about how, like, what must go up must come down. And it seemed to come down pretty freaking quick. But it mm-hmm. seemed to all, I mean, it also went up to the
yeah.
very top really,
yeah.
really quick. Like, what do you have? 11 home runs, 9 home runs or something like that before?
Yeah.
And then they all of a sudden just something switched. Oh,
yeah,
that's baseball.
Errors and errors and errors. That's like I said in my tweet. It's just errors and errors. I mean, dude, there was like probably like 7 errors in that series. So, I mean,
oh yeah, no, you can't make an error.
Again, like you can't. That. It's not Tommy Tanks. He's not the issue. It's the team. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so.
100%. But on the other side, you know, and the MLB, the lockout's over. Lasted 99 days. Finally.
You know? Oh no, I was on a plane, so I didn't hear the news until like I got off the plane, and I was like. Oh my, don't you like love like hearing something like after you get off a plane, like you don't, cause you can't be on your phone on the plane. Like I don't buy the fucking Wi-Fi.
I don't know who does. Like
who does?
Like, I maybe have like one time on like a really long flight, you know, like it's like 7 hour flight.
Yeah.
I can, but like on an hour.
But
flight,
no. I'm not buying the Wi-Fi to go to Sacramento to Seattle. Like,
yeah, no, $25 yeah. per minute.
Oh yeah. It's, yeah, exactly. But yeah, I heard it and I was so excited. I was hyped. Like, I'm glad. Dude, I fucking love baseball.
Yeah, opening day is April 7th. Spring training starts this Thursday. Yeah, but some of the interesting changes for the season are the added designated hitter to the National League. You know, so not there's not going to be a pitcher that's hitting anymore.
Yeah, I like that because I mean, if your name isn't Shohei Ohtani, you really shouldn't be hitting.
Right.
I mean, like Greinke was a good hitter for a pitcher, but he wasn't a good hitter.
Mm-hmm.
So
I didn't see anything happen about the shift. I don't think there was much talks about the shift, but it was more on like social media. I remember that we posted it
yeah.
not too long ago. How are your feelings on the shift?
I mean, I've been doing the shift since Little League Baseball. So
you've been doing the shift?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah no.
You yourself?
Well, my teams. Yeah.
Oh, fantasy?
No.
Oh, what?
No. Okay. My dad, I have a funny story about this. I think it was 10-year-olds. We had a kid who could, he was a lefty, could only hit it to like right field. So my dad was like, fuck it, we're going to do the shift. And so we shifted on a kid at 10 years old.
Yeah. Dude, you're killing dreams, man. You're killing dreams at 10 years old.
Bro. I remember his coaching was like, coach was like jumping up and down, like hit it down the third baseline. But yeah, it was funny. But I think it's like, it's a part of the game. Like, I think, I don't know.
Yeah, no, if you're in the pros, bro, you better be able to make an adjustment.
You gotta hit it to the other side.
You gotta figure out a way to fucking make things happen. Yeah. You can't, I don't understand the people that go up over and over and over and over and just do the same fucking swing and do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Like hit right into that. Dude, try something like fucking just piece one to the other way, bro. Just slap it that way. Yeah, do something different.
Just like little Ichiro,
just do something different than what you've been doing.
Exactly.
You know, like figure it out. But I do like the fact that they've added two more teams in the playoffs.
I think it gives more teams chances for like a
underdog to make an appearance through.
Exactly. Remember when it was like, when it was only like one wild card team would make it?
Dude, yeah,
like,
no, it was
back
like
in the day.
Dude, it was 2010. They had like only five playoff teams or like six or something. Yeah,
it did make it a little exciting though to see like who was going to make it though, because everyone was always at that end.
Exactly.
Like, but now, I mean, I guess it's like more postseason action. So I guess.
Yeah.
Where do we think Freddie Freeman's going to go?
I think LA.
He's going to LA.
Think so?
I think so. I mean, my buddies were throwing around Yankees, but I was like, I don't think he'd fit well in the Yankees. And they just got Donaldson.
I think he's just like, in my perspective, he's been in Atlanta for so long that like, you know, a big move to California with his family doesn't sound too bad to him, you know?
Oh yeah.
He'll learn like once he's here, like, you know, it's not like all that.
Especially being in LA.
Yeah, no. But you know, I think it'd be a cool family move for him. So I do see him at Dodger Stadium, especially with the renovations that are taking place right now, correct? Mm-hmm. There's some renovations going on right now.
I don't know.
Yeah, no,
I've been so focused on football.
College football or NFL?
What?
Say college football or NFL?
I'm an NFL guy. I'm in five fantasy leagues, so.
Can we talk about the fucking goats back?
Dude, he came back to rebalance the NFL. The AFC was getting too powerful, so he needed to come back and assert his dominance.
That's he said it's unfinished business. I mean, literally, he only retired like February 1st. It's February 1st when he retired, bro. And it's what, March? Yeah,
it was 6 weeks or something like that.
March 15th.
Yeah, it was 6 weeks.
That's crazy. Like, has that ever happened? 6 week
vacation and then he was back.
He probably went on vacation, you know, had his whole family time. Yeah. And I was like, damn.
No, I miss football.
Yeah, I miss football. And he's like, you know, he wanted the headlines.
It's all part of the storyline, man.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's part of the storyline, the NFL storyline.
Yeah. So you think he's winning this next one?
I think I was surprised when he retired this year because I was for certain, like, would have put $1,000 on that he retired after he won another Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of shocked me. But I mean, I think that's what's going to happen. He's going to come back for a year or two. And if he doesn't win in those, he'll be like, hey, I'm finally done.
I think he wins this year, dude. I mean, I seriously think this year, because it didn't even make sense that he retired, bro. Like, he's a fierce competitor. Like, he doesn't like to lose. Like, he's just always naturally just won.
Yeah.
So, like, why would you go out not on a bang? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like,
well, and it's also you don't want to get that he's, you know, because he's competitive, and Peyton Manning was his top competitor.
Right.
Peyton won it. He won and then retired.
Uh-huh.
So he probably was talking shit to Brady. He was probably like, hey, I did something you didn't do.
Oh, okay. I like that.
That came by, probably didn't happen, but
no, I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah.
Our viewers should go with that one. Let's take
go with that.
One.
Go with that.
Hey, but how do you feel about freaking Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos?
I mean,
are you hurt?
No, I mean, I'm not hurt. You gotta do best for business, right? I think at the end of the day, Seattle's just like I said before, they gotta get rid of Pete Carroll and that GM and all that, rebuild. But obviously that's not gonna happen for a while. Mm-hmm. It's just there hasn't been any fierce motives towards in that team. So I don't know. I think it's best for Russell Wilson. We'll see what he can do. And if he can ride out and win, then he does. If not, then see what happens.
I like it.
Yeah. Why?
I just like, I think it's a good move.
For the Broncos or for
the Broncos. Yeah.
Actually, I mean, I think it Broncos benefited team, both, but
that Broncos team was missing a quarterback.
Yeah. That's all they were missing.
I mean, they have two good running backs, three good receivers. Well, they sent Fant.
Yeah. They have two.
I mean, Tim Patrick's not bad. He's a good number three guy.
Give me some more numbers and we'll see.
Okay. I think he got me some fantasy points this year. That's why.
Makes sense. Five fantasy leagues, bro.
Five.
I remember.
I want two of them.
No, that's what I said. That's what I think. That's what I said. It's best for him. I think that's going to work out good for him. And I think, truthfully, with the picks, they weren't the best picks that the Broncos got or the Seattle got, but I think that they'll work with them and make something happen.
What are you talking about? You got the greatest of all time in Drew Lock.
Dude, he's going to take us to a fucking Super Bowl, bro. And then we're going to fucking throw it instead of run it, and it's done, bro. You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
Like, bro.
Oh, shit. Hey, but I want to talk a little about, you know, Nevada, yourself. You know, you're back here right now for spring break.
Yeah. I'm spending my spring break in Fresno, so that's always fun.
You say you're going to school for journalism?
Yeah, sports journalism with an emphasis on broadcast journalism. So I want to be, like, in front of the camera. I don't want to be...
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, it's more... It's like what you see. Like, I either want to do, be commenting on games or doing like what they do like on MLB Tonight, or I want to do fantasy football. But it's really hard to get into that.
Yeah.
But doing like MLB Tonight, like, you know what, what's his, Harold Reynolds?
Yeah. Harold Reynolds and all them.
Yeah.
Matt Vasker.
Yeah, exactly. When they're sitting at the desk and they're talking about, you know, the games and stuff, like, I'd love to do that.
What made you want to get into that though?
It was actually, so I wanted, from a young age, I wanted to be in movies. I wanted to, like, direct and write movies.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd watch some of his fucking movies. Like, he'd make, like, childhood movies.
I'd make, like, little, shit. Like, yeah.
That's right.
And then senior year of high school, I got into, because I wanted to do videography and stuff. Did the ROP videography with Mr. Pierce. And we did the BNN stuff, the Buchanan News Network. Yeah.
Didn't you guys win, like, some crazy-ass awards?
Yeah, we won a regional Emmy.
Like regional,
West Coast regional.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was cool.
That is pretty cool.
And he was like, okay, you're probably not going to be an anchor because we'd usually do a guy and a girl anchor, and Ryan Kish always is, he runs everything. Now, so,
did you have the mustache back in high school?
No, I couldn't grow facial hair back in high school.
If you had the mustache, I'm pretty sure you could have been an anchor.
Yes, probably.
Anchorman. He had a mustache. Ron Burgundy had a mustache.
Yeah, I was, so I got the, me and Alex Ortiz were the sports reporters.
Okay.
So we would just go, we would like take people out of class and stuff. But I came up with the idea of, why don't we, like, it was the Water Polo Valley Championship game. And I was like, why don't we just go there and do the interview after the game? So it's like you could feel the electricity and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I remember everybody was making fun of me because it sounded like I was screaming in the interview because I was like talking like really, I was all excited. They just won. We were in the front of the student section, and everybody was all excited. So I was like, I guess I was yelling. I don't know. I don't really remember. I remember like watching it now because it's on my demo reel.
Yeah.
But I don't remember during the interview. Like, it was great. I was fired up.
Yeah, no, it's crazy to like see now and hear like the stories of back then right now because like, you know, we're a few years out of high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, majority of us have gone our separate ways. You moved up in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still here in Fresno doing my thing here.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, it's cool that, you know, life brings us back every once in a while, you know, back to our hometown and, we get to do things like this, sit around, shoot the shit for, you know, a couple of hours.
Oh, I love doing that.
Yeah, no, it's sick.
I would rather do that than go like out to bars, like party. Like I'd rather like go sit with a few homies, have a couple beers and, you know, shoot your shit. Yeah.
Yeah. No, honestly, like ever since like doing like this, cause this takes fucking a lot of work, bro.
Oh,
like,
I know.
I've lost the urge to go out to a bar and drop 60 bones on a couple of beers, bro. And like, I just lost that urge.
Yeah.
You know, we're busy making whatever we got to do.
This is something I've noticed and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Fresno doesn't really have, like, there's not really, like, college bars, like, where, like, they're giving out, like, there was a bar in Reno, it actually shut down because the government bought the land or something like that, but they would do dollar rum and cokes.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
Yeah, like, it was so weird to me when I went up there, and it was, like, dollar rum and cokes, $2 beers, like...
Yeah, I remember Dog's Barstool just tweeted out not too long ago. They're like, "Yo, let's get some $2 beers at the steak game." You know what I mean?
I saw that too.
Yeah, and they were just like, "Nah," but I mean, that's what you got to like. we're sports. We don't have anything else. We should be a sports town. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we should be that sports college fun town.
The AAA team that's in Reno, the Reno Aces, they do Thursday nights are college beer night where you can get $2 beers.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy. And there's nothing like that here.
There is a bar legit across the street from campus in Reno.
Yeah, exactly.
The wall. Do you guys see the Boys in 90? You guys know the Boys in 98 are?
Yeah, I know they are.
They did the Buzzin' Across America videos. Mm. They came to Reno.
Oh, nice.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I met them.
Dope guys?
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty cool. When I met them, they were hammered because we were at another bar. Me and my roommate were at another bar, and the bar that I was just talking about, the wall, is up the street from my house. So we'll like walk there at like 1 a.m. sometimes just to go grab a beer and then come back.
Yeah.
But yeah, we go up there and they're still there because they were doing their Buzzin' Across America videos or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up and dapped them up and they're like, yo, like nice fucking lettuce. And they grabbed the back of my hair. And I was like, what? I was like, okay. I walked away. I was like,
yeah, I'd be a little rattled.
I was like, whoa, thanks, man. Like, hey, cool. I just walked. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, no, that's crazy. I was at a party, I'm assuming, right?
It was a bar.
I was at a bar.
It was at the bar, yeah.
You guys all grow the lettuce?
No, I'm the only one that can actually do it. Oh. So, yeah, they don't. Not the fucking lettuce, bro.
Not the lettuce. How about the stash?
It's a different color
than the rest of your hair, huh?
Yeah, I don't know why, but...
You got some bushy eyebrows and a bushy stash, no cap. But they're two different shades of brown.
Well, okay, I've been growing this since December, so...
Do you take hair pills for that?
No.
No? Just grows Portuguese, naturally?
Dude. I'm Portuguese.
Just grows naturally.
I'm hairy. Yeah.
At least he said it with confidence. That's all I got. That's all
I'm
really
hairy, man. Yeah. I'm Portuguese, man.
Yeah, you really...
That's funny. How many years have you been there? Three? This is your third year. We're third years, huh?
This is my fourth year in college.
We're 4 years out of high school?
Yeah. Dude. We graduated in 2018. It's 2020. It's 2022.
Oh, wow, bro. I'm old as hell. That does not make me feel good. But, you know, at school, you mentioned that you guys party and shit like that. And you also DJ.
Yeah.
You DJ at some sick parties or what?
When I say I DJ, I am not like Chow's level of DJing to where like it like sounds effortless when I mix the songs. Like I just move the thing over and it's another song.
You just hate it.
Oh, dude! I but everybody loves me because I just
everyone loves them.
Everybody loves me because they're like I go by I'm DJ Juicebox. That's like I was in high school.
Yeah.
But like a lot of DJs, they play like the EDM stuff and.
Mm-hmm.
I've realized that not a lot of the girls like want to hear all that like EDM stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just playing.
So like, you're for the ladies.
I play these. Yeah. Pretty
DJ
much.
Juicebox.
DJ Juicebox is for the ladies. Put that in the poster.
No, that's the title. DJ Juicebox is for the ladies.
I'll just play like throwback bangers. Like I call them booty shakers. It's just all like the, yeah. It's pretty much the stuff we listen to at high school dances, but like it's actually explicit now.
Is the crowd like shaking ass all over the place or what's happening?
I mean,
is everyone jumping up and down?
Everybody's going crazy. Like, and I like when I DJ, like I'm not on the table the whole time. Like I'm like up in like up by the front of the stage, like singing to people and like, yeah, just having a good time. Like,
I think RJ's never been to a party, to be honest. What? I don't think RJ's ever been to a party.
Yeah,
I want to know this. I want to know this.
Well,
it's
not a Fresno high school party, I'll tell you that.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I've only partied here.
It is not like what we used to do at like Spain's.
Like I see some Snapchats of like Alabama parties. Like,
oh,
we
it's
have
not
a homie
that.
In town.
It's not
dude,
that.
Like that's crazy. Like Arizona parties, crazy. Like I've never been to one of those. I've only been to what's here in town.
Yeah, I mean, there's no like I've never been to a party here that a fraternity throws. But, I can't really compare. I only have the high school parties that we used to have.
They're all different.
Hey, I wanted to switch topics real quick. I saw this scenario. I saw this video on Instagram of this guy on a metaverse date and he was like fucking drinking wine as well. And he had like a half a like suit on. So I don't know if it was like part of like a game, but it was like his homie that was recording. Right. And if I could put it up on the screen, I will right now. But it's like one of the funniest fucking things ever. And he goes in and he's like kissing this fucking amount. He's like kissing the air, bro. Like, it was like, what the fuck is this guy doing? I'm going to show you guys afterwards. But I watched it with Lauren, you know, and Lauren's right there. She's like, oh, that's why you're never fucking getting the metaverse or whatever like that. And I was like, what? She's like, oh, your ass would do something like that. And I'm like, no. And then she was like, oh, if you ever did that, you're cut. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm here to tell you guys, I'm here to ask you guys, if you go on a metaverse date, is it considered cheating on your female?
Well, I mean, you don't really know who's on the other side. I mean, I don't really know the metaverse. Like,
dude, you're your perfect self in the metaverse.
Oh, really?
Because no, you're whoever you want to be.
I've just done the virtual reality stuff.
But if you go on a metaverse date, is it considered cheating?
Full on date. I would probably think so, but I'm also a gentleman, so
yeah.
I mean, I don't know
if you're doing it with emphasis. Yeah,
If you're going on the date, like to actually go on the date.
Yeah, if you're going on the date,
if you're like,
I would say yeah, and you got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
But like, so you wouldn't go on a metaverse date if you had a girlfriend?
No.
I wouldn't either.
I'd probably just stick to the golf game.
Yeah, we'll stick to golf there.
We'll stick to golf.
But I had to ask that, dude. I saw that video. I was like, wow, dude. Like, literally, if that is true, that's scary, bro. Like, he was fully immersed into the metaverse. And like, he was like literally getting drunk. You could tell because it was clipped up together.
Yeah.
And you could tell like it was like later on through the night.
I just think that's weird because like, well, I didn't know that you could. It's like your complete self in the metaverse.
Yeah, well, like, I'm pretty sure you could create whatever. Like, the metaverse is like whatever you want it to be. Oh. So it's like,
well, because I was thinking like if it's another person on the other side of that, like that could be a dude. Like,
oh. Like now that took a turn.
You could be on a date with a girl in the metaverse, and it could be a dude. It could be some 50-year-old.
Yeah. No, that just took a turn you're right.
See?
100%. Yeah. Wow. Because they could just put a voice changer on that.
Exactly. Exactly. Or just talk really high like this or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to get it still, though. Like, I'm not going to lie. I still want to get it. I want to try it out. Like, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I just kind of thought of this. You know what's weird? Like, with all like the metaverse and the meta card stuff? Huh. Like, you know the movie Ready Player One?
Yeah.
It's like turning into that. Like, they're just, Steven Spielberg predicted the future right there.
Yeah. I feel like maybe it's not even that, like, was this really that hard to picture, like, or even predict?
No. Because VR headsets were out before that movie came out.
Right.
So, I mean, it was more of a, like, you know, I don't know.
But, like, the way, like, through, like, the glasses, they were also in the movie, like, they had money, like, mm-hmm. that only was valued in the headset. And that's the same way with the metaverse. You know, they're using like Ethereum, they're using crypto in the metaverse to buy things. You could have nicer things in there, but it's going to actually cost like crypto.
Yeah.
So they're creating their own bank system inside like the metaverse. And like, eventually I saw something that there could be potentially actual metaverse jobs where people are fucking working inside the metaverse.
There's like, all right, honey, paid. I'm going to work.
Yes. No, seriously. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Like, imagine that. Imagine where people are making a living by earning crypto by working in the metaverse. Doing that. Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Okay.
Sure. I don't know. I don't understand crypto, so I'm behind, way behind. First base.
I'm in crypto, and I gotta say, I'm no financial advisor. You know, that's on Reddit, so I'm just. Well,
I just remember like every day you would tweet Dogecoin to the moon or whatever.
Dude, see, I mean, you're gonna hurt me, bro. You're gonna hurt me. I had a fucking bag sitting right on my phone, bro. Just like a huge mm-hmm. amount of money, because mm-hmm. I was right. I was fucking right, bro. And I dumped so much money in that bitch. And when it peaked, I didn't pull. I like, cause everyone was like, oh, you gotta have diamond hands. And I'm like, all right, I got fucking diamond hands. And I watched my fucking, I still got those diamond hands cause I haven't done anything with it. And it went from a very fucking large amount of money down to a very low amount of money.
Yeah. I don't understand crypto or anything. I like cold hard cash. You give me cash. Just
I'm in it for the reasons as like, I'm not looking for a short term gain profit at all. Like, I'm looking as okay, like, this shit in like 10 years is mm-hmm. actually going to be fucking
yeah.
worth something.
Yeah, you're it's investing. It's
yeah, like it's if like, I, if that were to jump up within tomorrow, like I'm still and I had all that money,
mm-hmm.
my lifestyle is not changing right now. Like I'm going to mm-hmm. still do the things I'm doing right now.
Exactly.
But I would have some extra leeway that mm-hmm. could help out in some other areas.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
But you guys got anything else? You got to shout out some boys.
I'm shouting out Nevada KA.
Oh, you can look at that
I'm going to look at that one.
Yeah.
Shout out Nevada KA for letting me have a good time in college.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. You only got one more year?
I got in this year, and then I'm staying one more semester.
Okay. So but you'll be done at the beginning of 23?
December, yeah. I'll graduate in December of this year.
Wow, man. That's crazy. With your bachelor's?
Yeah, with my bachelor's. And
congrats,
then,
bro. That's awesome.
Yeah, and then I'm just going to probably go work at a golf course. So
what about the broadcasting?
I mean, yeah, I'm gonna try to do that, but like as a job, like because mm-hmm. I'm going to need money to still. And there's not really a lot of money in low-level journalism jobs. So I'll probably like – I might do both. I might work at the golf course mm-hmm. that I'm working at now and then – work and then just try to find like low level journalism jobs so I can start kind of making my way to. I mean, I've also thought about just applying to like ESPN, NFL Network, MLB Network, just trying to just see if I can get my foot in the door there, mm-hmm. which I probably will end up doing. But I'm not really. I mean, I'm just kind of living life right now. I'll figure it out as when it comes.
Exactly.
Hey, who knows, man? Maybe in a few years when we get booming. We need someone, you know, writing
exactly.
our blogs and shit
exactly.
like that. Journalism for us.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be sick, man. Keep growing the stash, bro. That's going to help.
Okay. I'm going to grow it.
And the lettuce.
The lettuce. I'm getting my hair cut on Wednesday. So.
Bro. You're shaving the lettuce?
No, I'm getting my hair. I'm getting this cut. I ain't shaving this yet.
But what are you going to, go short?
I'm going to cut just 2 inches off. It's going to be the same haircut I've always had since sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, it was a fun time, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah. Good time. I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, no. That's all I really got, man.
Yeah.
If you're listening, our Germany listener, we have forgot to mention.
Oh, our Germany listener.
Shout out to the fucking Germany listener.
Yeah, Frankfurt, Germany. We're 39 episodes in, and we have one person from Frankfurt, Germany listen to all 38 episodes. So we don't know who you are, if you know us, if you're a bot. We don't know what
Yeah, we don't know what the fuck you are,
but,
man.
But, hey. Maybe give us a comment on this episode mm-hmm. if you're still here. Let us know who you are or what the deal is. But yeah, we love you. That's pretty cool. All the way from Germany.
I actually have one more shout out too. And we need a shout out. Oh yeah. I got to emphasize the yeah one more time. Hang on. Oh yeah. He has 3 A's.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want to shout out him. He comes back, you know, every single week and drops a comment, bro. Last week was about Fresno State. And this week, man, it was a really, really nice comment that, you know, lifted my spirits a little bit because I mentioned that. That day, I lost my wallet, bro. I've totally forgot I had a wallet story, but I'm gonna share the wallet story right now before we get off. So we went to Westwoods for his birthday Wednesday? Yeah. So we went to Westwoods mm-hmm. on Wednesday, right? Yeah. And
good place.
I had my wallet. Yeah, great place. Dude, they had these bacon cheese fries that are fucking phenomenal.
I might have checked that out. I haven't been since I was in high school.
Oh my God. I have a gift card. I might fucking DoorDash them to my house. Dude, some bacon mac and or bacon cheese fry. Oh, okay. Anyways, I had my fucking wallet, right? And the next morning, I wake up and I'm looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the last place I had was at Westwoods.
Yeah.
And just a couple days before, my girlfriend gave me a tracker.
Yeah.
And because I always lose my shit. Okay, like I'm losing like literally. I lost my wallet twice in 1 week uh-huh. and it ended up being in his car that I was in 2 days before. So mm-hmm. like literally I could go a couple days without a wallet and mm-hmm. be chill and not even notice it. But the morning comes and she's like, look at your tracker. I pull mm-hmm. up my phone. Right. And I'm like, okay, I'm expecting to be in the house somewhere. Bro, this shit's down the street. Right. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, someone has my fucking wallet.
Yeah.
Right. So I go in and I'm like, yo, we got to go. Like, so I'm like, my wallet's not here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so we hop in the car and we go to this house and it's like this apartment place and, it's right near In-N-Out Clovis and Herndon.
Okay.
Okay. It's right there. And, she's like, hey, have you checked your bank statement? See if they bought anything, uh-huh. you know? So I'm like, shit, I haven't looked.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I open it up And they, sure enough, they bought something from In-N-Out right there, right near like In-N-Out, like the house and In-N-Out are within quarter mile from each other.
Is it those, so it made is sense. It those little like apartments over there bought, kind of by that little park?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So it made sense. And I'm like, yo, this motherfucker. And it hurt me because In-N-Out, you have made me absolutely love that place. Like,
it's fantastic.
I loved
dude.
It before, but like he explained to me like his love for it and that we were going more. And I honestly could say it's my favorite place in town to get a burger. Like it's phenomenal every single time. Consistency is great. But I was pissed, right? So I go knocking on this door and I'm like, hey, knocking. Ring, they have the ring. No one's answering, but truck's there. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, what do? Call my dad. And he's like, honestly, if they're not answering and you know your wallet's in there, the tracker's saying it's right there. He's like, you're going to have to call the cops. So I'm like, shit.
Ooh.
So I dial 911, right? Mm-hmm. Bro, I tell him the whole story. And sure enough, a cop pulls up, you know, 20 minutes later, I tell him the scenario. And he's like, there's not much we can do if they don't say, you know, if they don't say anything. Yeah. So I was like, damn, all right. He's like, so I'll just file a police report. So I ended up doing that. He went knocking and he came back like 20 minutes later. Damn.
Almost.
Yeah. He came, back 20 minutes later and he told me that there ended up being a police officer that lived there. Right? That was the weirdest part. So he's like, so, and she hasn't seen anything and she didn't see any suspects. She's like, there were some painters that were there earlier. And I'm like, okay, this just took a twist. This just took a wrong turn, you know, in the wrong direction because I knocked on the door and no one answered.
Yeah.
And then he goes and knocks on the door and now it's a police officer.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I'm already like canceling all my cards and shit like that. And he was like telling me, he's like, it could have been a kid that tossed the tracker, you know, behind the house or whatnot. Yeah. And I'm like, wow. Okay. So, you know, I give it up, an hour goes by and my girlfriend's like, you know, check the tracker just one more time. See if it's actually still there. Motherfucker moved. Motherfucker was on a run. Right. And I'm like, yo, same thing. It was like same thing that was happening at 8:30 in the morning. I'm like, yo, we gotta go. Like it's on the move again. So he takes us to his house near Clovis North. Right. I get out of the car hella fast. Cause she's driving. I fucking, you know, ghost ride of the fucking
ghost
whip.
Ride the whip.
Yeah. Man. And, I go knocking on this dude's house. Right. And it's a 90-year-old man, bro. And I'm like, oh, it was like one of those moments where I was so heated in the moment. And when I knocked and he opened it, like, I just like, mood switched like instantly. And he was like, you know, he had a hearing aid and I knew that he was a little deaf. And, I was just like, damn, it's not going to be this guy. So I just like, sorry to bother you, you know, have a good day. And I just turned around and, sure enough, I checked the tracker again and now it's near Buchanan. So now we're at the third house and I'm just going to skip through this because it obviously was not there.
Yeah.
So later in the day we were thinking, we're like, okay, should I just give up on this shit? And then I learned, but I couldn't just give up on it because it was bothering me that it was in town.
Yeah. It was moving. Yeah.
Right. It was bothering me that it was moving. So I wasn't just going to give up on the shit, even though I already canceled all my cards. I was just like, I've already kind of moved on. You know, I'm already fucking depressed. And, you know, we're like thinking, okay, we'll track him to his house at night. And I didn't remember because I already gave up on it. So I didn't remember to track him. And we wake up the next morning and I decide to look at it. And this thing says Buchanan High School, right? It says Buchanan High School. And I'm like, dude, this fucking kid, whoever this kid is, bro, like I'm going to go. And I can't do anything. I'm now 21, but like, I was heated. So I fucking whip over there myself. I'm there. I go in and it's in the parking lot. And the way this tracker works, it's one of those tiles.
Yeah.
Okay. So the way it works is.
Isn't it like, if you get close enough, it's like in a radius, right? Or something like
that. Yeah. So you have to get close enough in order to ping it.
Yeah.
If you're not close enough, it'll just tell you where it's been. Like when it parks somewhere, it'll like pinpoint that location kind of. So we're in the parking lot and it says, ping, right? It says fine. And I'm like, oh shit. My heart just dropped. I haven't had my wallet in 2 days now. This is going on a second day, like without my wallet. Like I'm already fucking heated. And you know, I'm in the parking lot, I'm walking around, and the way it does it, it goes, it's like a weak signal, a strong signal, moderate signal, very strong signal. So I'm walking around, and I'm just like looking like an idiot. It's about 11:30, so I know it's about 30 minutes from lunch. Yeah. I only got like a small window, you know, to find.
Yeah.
And I knew Teddy, you know, remember the yard duty dude? Yeah. He was coming out soon, so I didn't want to bother with him anymore. So,
oh no, because I drove by Buchanan, I saw both of them out there, and I was like, wow, that brought me back.
Yeah, no, he's still checking ID cards.
Uh huh.
But I'm like walking around, and it's like moderate. Then it went strong, and I'm like, oh shit, okay, it's right here, and I'm getting like my heart's beating hella fast.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it says very strong, right?
Uh huh.
So I'm like, holy fuck, here it is, and I look up. And it's fucking Evan Selling's car, dude, that we were in after fucking Westwoods at the night of his fucking birthday.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's funny.
Yeah, that sucks.
It was in fucking the place I was at right after fucking Westwoods.
You didn't call anybody?
Other than the cops? No.
I guess.
Yeah, no.
That's funny.
So he's just driving around, just like
he was just going about his day.
Yeah. He,
okay.
Wait. Did he actually buy something from In-N-Out?
I guess it was the
because I was like, I don't think Evan would.
Yeah. No, Evan wouldn't. That was the weird part. But I guess it was a couple nights previous because I had In-N-Out because I knew that I saw the total and it said 2408 and I'm like, damn, that sounds like my order like every time. I told my dad, I'm like, Dad, I know for a fact that was a number one and a number two and an extra fucking burger.
Yeah,
I was like, that's my order every time. So I was like, this motherfucker. I didn't put two and two together that maybe it was going to be a late transaction. Uh-huh. So I guess it was from a couple nights.
But just the image in my head is this, like Evan's going around just minding his own business, having whatever day he's having. And then RJ's frantically trying to find him.
Oh, yeah.
And he just has no idea.
Dude, I knocked on three people's houses, bro. Like, I took it to an extreme. Like, I took it to a different fucking level. Like, would you guys have done the same thing, though, if you guys had a tracker?
I mean,
be tracking it, and I would be like, but I also would, I feel like I would have called like, okay, who's, before I started tracking it, I would have been like, okay, whose car was I last in? Who's, like, I would have started calling.
I watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
And I watch a lot of Chicago PD.
Oh, okay.
So seeing like the tracker was just 2 days new to me, right? Mm. It was just given me two days before I lost it.
Yeah.
So my natural instincts without the trackers, I never had one, would have been, oh, I'm going to hit up Luke. I'm going to hit up Evan. I'm going to go, I'm going to hit up Westwoods. But my fucking natural instincts, like, I'm like, let's fucking get this bitch.
I'm in the CIA. I can find this.
Right. Dude, I was like going precautionaries, like in every left and right. It was awesome. I played my own fucking episode of Chicago PD. Fresno PD.
Fresno PD.
That's how you do it.
I've always thought about that. Like you know, there's like CSI Vegas, CSI Miami. Like, what if they did a CSI Fresno?
Yeah. Just like a little town wherever town you're in. Just a little city. That'd be cool.
Yeah. But that was the story, man. That was my wallet story. Shout out to Oh Yeah for making my day better, you know, because in that moment, I was really pissed off that I lost my wallet. This is the first day.
What did he comment?
I'll read it right now.
He did go on to say what he was going to, and then he went into the story.
Yeah. Oh Yeah. He goes, Oh Yeah, I said, this podcast is definitely one of the best I've seen, especially with what you have. It's very easy for big time YouTubers to make a podcast and instantly gain a crowd to watch, LOL. But y'all bringing in respectable names, Fresno natives, with a variety of careers and interests is what separates this podcast from most. Very professional approach with also great questions and statements, etc. Following with having fun with it, which is also very noticeable and the biggest factor of this podcast's success, Grinders. So that right there.
That's cool. That's cool. And saying the Fresno native part means that like he's, you know, he's been around Fresno. Like,
he knows like it's getting around Fresno. Is, yeah.
You know, in that moment, it was so cool because I felt fucking like, you know, I was pissed, bro. Like, it was, my world was fucking pissed. I was, you know, I was, had to redo my debit card, my credit card, you know, my wallet's gone. I had cash in there.
Yeah.
And this just made me think everything's going to be all right. Okay. Like, there's a bigger purpose than my mind was on in that moment. Like, I know it sucks, but it's okay. I'm going to work through it because this right here pulled me back to what I truly fucking love, dude. Like, I fucking love doing this shit. Like, I fucking love it. Like, literally, if I could, like, I would sit in my room, in my corner, and seven days a week, I would do it. 7 days a week, but that's just not healthy. So So I got to balance shit out. And I got a girlfriend.
Just doing a podcast. Just doing a live show. Just 24-hour live show.
Just fucking. Dude, it's crazy. It bro. Like Adam 22, bro. He whips out. He sits for one day and whips out podcasts for 10 hours straight, bro. He'll do like 8 different podcasts. And he's done for the week. I'm just like, yo, your brain's got to be fried after that day, though. Well, but it does make sense because he's got a full week.
My thing is pretty fucking awesome one. He has it.
I like
him. Have you seen? Yeah, I know you've seen one of his new ones.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh, no, I was going to say what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, like the daily podcast ones, mm-hmm. like where those guys, and like, I've helped you edit one of the podcasts before, yeah. the one that we did like way back in the day.
Yeah.
But like, it takes time, like to do that every single day, just film, boom, and then edit and then put it out that night. It's just insane.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's definitely a grind, but you know, it's that grind's kind of addicting. Yeah. It's addicting, honestly. And if you guys aren't following us on Twitter, you know, we're pretty fucking active on there with the college baseball. Dude, no, it's our threads. Some of the threads go crazy. Okay, it's sick. It's sick for sure. Go follow us, GBD Daily.
So I'm like watching, like I'll be scrolling through Twitter, and I think you guys are like ESPN sometimes because of the way you guys like lay out your tweets is like
that's
totally
this full,
like,
bro.
Dude,
that's
I'm like, full. I'm like, wow, like I was like, oh, that's cool. Oh, it's fucking RJ and Luke.
Yeah, no, that shit's sick. That's awesome, bro. We appreciate hearing that. Yeah, that, like stuff like that. Also keeps us going, but mm-hmm. also makes us know, like, okay, yeah, what we're doing.
No, you guys right. I'm one. I don't sugarcoat things. Yeah. I'll tell you straight up. I'll tell you straight up. Like, I remember when you were doing your, you know, a couple of years ago, those videos you were doing a couple of years ago. I was like, okay, I didn't like this, but this is cool. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's always definitely helped me for sure.
I think too. And once we start growing that team, we'll be able to get more content out.
Oh,
more,
yeah.
More we want things, wanna, yeah. be able to work bigger and stuff like that, you know, because mm-hmm. right now, you know, there's only so much we can do,
right.
but we want to do more. So it's just a matter of you guys getting it done, mm-hmm. helping us out.
Yeah. No, 100%.
They want you.
Yes. Especially, yeah.
We want you guys.
Growing the team with individuals that, like, are willing to put in those hours and like that, you know, see what we see in a sense. Cause dude, if we have a whole team of creative minds that come together, dude, the options are endless,
exactly.
you know, like yeah. everything's it's going to be sick. And you know, we're willing to take anybody, honestly, just to join the team. But I mean, when I say take anybody, you guys all know
what
I mean.
Work.
You guys all know what I mean. I mean, it takes some guts to even reach out and you be like, yo, like I'm interested. So even whatever, it doesn't even matter what I say, you know.
I mean, it's like any job that you have, you want to like,
yeah.
you're not just there and they're just, you know, you're the gopher or whatever. Like you go to them and say, hey, like I want to do this. Like mm-hmm. when I was working my golf course job, I was working outside services, cleaning carts, being a grunt. And then I went to my boss the next year and I was like, I want to do more. I want to go higher up. Like, can I be in the pro shop this year? And he was like, of course.
Yeah.
And all and it then, took then that, asking, and yeah. then, yeah. And then that opened up now next summer. He already told me, I'm going to be working with kids. Like I'm going to be teaching kids how to golf, which
there
is,
you go.
I'm going to teach them. First thing I'm going to teach them is the club throw.
There you go.
No, I'm kidding.
Into the pond.
The club throw. You can't, you got
technique to it.
There is.
Yeah.
You can't throw it like this because you know, you break a club. If you throw it like the helicopter,
You're safe.
Makes sense.
But yeah, like, and that golf course job's opened up so much for me too.
That's just, cool, man.
Yeah,
and that's doing cool. something you love too. Being
oh, yeah.
on the golf
oh yeah,
course.
And
that's
yeah,
cool.
you wake up, you get there at 5:30 in the morning. You're off by 2. You go, you got tee time 2:30.
Yeah,
like it's
Think
great.
About that, yeah.
That is great.
It's awesome. I mean, trust me, playing golf after an 8.5-hour shift after being up since 4 in the morning, because I drive from Reno to Truckee.
Uh-huh.
And that's 30-minute drive. So I gotta be able like 4, do my hair and stuff. No hats in the pro shop at Old
Greenwood.
No hats in the pro shop.
So we take off the hat really fast.
Do you want to see this lettuce that I got going? Yeah,
that's solid.
I have to I have to do this to make it look good.
Yeah. I could see how it takes some solid doing.
I keep my hair shorter during golf season.
A lot of conditioner, huh?
Lot of conditioner.
Yeah,
lot of
you brush,
good conditioner.
Brush the muzzy or no?
Mm-hmm.
With my fingers, yeah.
Do you ever stimulate the scalp?
Yeah. All the
yeah.
time. Why do you think my hair's so luscious?
There you go. He knows.
I know what I'm doing.
Ladies take tips.
Yeah, ladies.
I'm here for the ladies.
Said it
some
earlier.
Dudes have better hygiene than ladies, to be honest.
Oh, 100%. No, seriously, I believe it.
Yeah.
There's some guys out there.
Dude, I'm gonna
Or there's some girls out there that don't take care of themselves.
Dude, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I'm getting a haircut, then get my eyebrows done, and then I'm going to the dentist.
Dude, like, I haven't gotten mine fucking like cleaned up in forever. Like, mine are bushy, like bit like crazy.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, like, I don't, the lady that does it in Reno for me.
Fuck you.
What? He's like, yeah. He's like, mm-hmm. No, I'm saying, mm-hmm, I haven't got mine done in a while either, but I'm just thinking. I'm
like, my shits are bushy. He's like, uh-huh.
Well, I get mine done every like 3 months, because I take care of myself, but like, I got to get them waxed like every 3 months. But yeah, it's whatever. I can't believe I just said that on the podcast. I was like, in high school.
No one's listening.
Yeah. Just, oh yeah.
And
yeah.
I remember in high school.
He might call it. He might call it. So be careful. We might have to take into our eyebrows in a different perspective here, but it's all good.
Oh shit.
In high school, like I wouldn't tell people. Like, I had girls come up to me and goes, "You got your eyebrows done." I was like, "No."
Yeah, no. That can't, you can't be no.
But in college, I don't care.
The only reason why I don't care is because, bro, would you rather have me have a fucking unibrow, or do
exactly,
you want me to have
exactly.
nice
dude,
eyebrows?
If I got a unibrow right now.
I had to do them. I had to do them this morning. I had to do them this morning because I knew I was going to be on camera, so I was like, I'll pluck them this morning, because they were bad. They were bad this morning.
Sometimes I forget.
They were bad this morning.
Dude, okay, when you guys get less sleep, have you guys noticed that facial hair grows? I don't know if it's just me. When we pull like all-nighters, like, I feel like my facial hair, like, I'll shave and like I wake, like, I haven't gone to sleep yet. But the fact that I've been awake and my fucking hair just bushes out. Does that happen to you guys?
I've thought about that, but
I don't know. I'm hairy, so I can't tell.
Think if it's because we've just been up, or if it's because, like, I don't know. Man, I don't really.
I would
like,
think it'd be the opposite. I would think if you sleep longer, because your body's kind of like other things in your body are shut down.
I disagree. I feel like your body's shutting down when you're sleeping, so it slows down your hair growth. Yeah, but when you're awake,
I'm just stupid, because, like, you know when you're like, if
no,
you
I think it could be either way. I don't know. But
like it me thinking about it now, like, you know when you eat, like, if you eat like late at like midnight and then you go to bed at like 1, mm-hmm, your food hasn't been digested, so that's why it stores it as fat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why I got big. Because I would eat a lot
late at night.
Well, it's okay, man. Everyone put on about 15 pounds during COVID.
Roberto's was open 24 hours, and it's walking distance from my house. Do you think I'm going to get back from the bars and be like, and not go to Roberto's?
No, you got
to
go.
You think, bro, like, I'm not going to hit up In and Out at 12:30 exactly. in the morning after
I was
just
bad. I was really bad. Taco Bell was bad for me.
Oh,
I was getting Taco Bell like 3 days a week after work. And I was like, that's not good.
I had Taco Bell a couple nights ago and it tore me up.
Yeah, that place just goes in and out, man.
In and out. It's great.
It's great when it goes in.
It's great in the moment.
Great when it goes in. It's a little rough when it comes out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
give me a freeze and I could say it's great. If I don't have a freeze.
I feel like they're deceptive as fuck. I don't know if that's the right word, but I'm going to use that word right now.
$3 for a small ass large?
Dude, and it goes down so fast. That's what I'm saying. And I look down, it's already fucking half full.
Dude, okay.
It's like $2.29 for their small cup. Like, what the fuck is that?
So I lived in my Powers house, the one I had in high school, and Willow's right there. I'd drive to Willow, and I'd be sucking down the freeze, and then mm-hmm, it'd be halfway gone by the time I got home.
Before you
got
home.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I don't know if it's just the soda that, like, makes you want to, like, keep drinking it or what, but, like, I don't know if maybe it's just not as full is what it seems like or what, but
that's why sometimes when I'm really craving, I'm just like, and I want a lot of it, I'll just get the Baja Blast soda. I'm just like, fuck it, you get more.
It's similar as fuck,
like large.
You hit that and put a couple shots of Tito's in it, gas,
bro. Yeah, talk about Cantina, baby.
Large,
my buddy's
soda.
From Pacifica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He goes there all the time.
Yeah, he goes there all the time. Yeah. I haven't been there, but because I haven't went to visit him, but
yeah, that's cool. I've been to one of those before. They're pretty nice. They're pretty cool. But let's say we got a large soda, mm-hmm, Baja Blast soda, and we took it home to a blender, right? Put some ice in it, like one of those ninja blenders that could just blend anything. Mm-hmm. Would it make a Baja Blast? Because I think that's all what it
well,
is.
Well, you could probably make multiple because you don't have to put more ice than the actual liquid.
Yeah, it's more
so
ice than
make,
the actual liquid.
You could probably make a big one with the like extra large
cup. An extra large cup of fucking Baja Blast.
I bet you could get a lot.
You got to have a fucking powerful ass blender.
No.
No,
just
no,
just
it's ice and
ice.
Liquid.
Yeah, just ice and liquid.
Excuse me. I feel like I need to go do this. Like right
you
now.
Could do it right now.
Yeah. Baja Blast, no ice. Yep.
Someone try it out. Let us know.
Yeah, but please.
That was
I really want to know. But
yeah, Jose, thanks again, man.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
We're gonna cut this one off right here. That was episode 39,
right?
Sorry, mm-hmm. I looked at you.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, episode 39. Like always, you guys can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and also YouTube. We appreciate you guys. If you guys are still here, we love you and thank you. You know, make sure you guys drop a like, drop a comment, press that subscribe button. Leave a dope review if you guys would love to. We would love for you guys to do that for us. And yeah, just keep being awesome. See you guys next week.
Yeah. And if you guys ever in Nevada, make sure you say what's up to Joe's.
Yeah.
He'll take you out to the bars.
We'll go to the wall.
The
stick.
The stick.
We'll go to West. Oh, shout out West 2nd.
Oh.
West 2nd Karaoke Bar.
There we go.
Open till 4 a.m. Sigs inside.
Oh, that's actually...
Sigs inside,
baby. That's how we're ending the episode.
There we go, baby. We out.